From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. An Afghan police spokesman has raised the death toll from a suicide bombing at a Sunni mosque in western Ghor province to 33. The new figure includes a warlord that was apparently the target of the attack. One witness described what he saw.
People were praying when the attacker entered the mosque and detonated his explosives. We don't know exactly how many people were killed in this attack.
The attack in Ghor happened as a suicide bomber targeted a Shiite mosque in western Kabul. That attack killed at least 30 people. No group has claimed responsibility thus far for either attack. An Egyptian security official said 14 policemen have been killed by militants and 8 other policemen wounded in a shootout Friday during a raid on militants' hideout southwest of Cairo. Amy Katz has the details.
The exchange took place at the Al-Wahad Al-Bariya area in the Giza governorate, about 135 kilometers from the Egyptian capital, after security services received information on the militants' location. After nightfall, the clashes were still ongoing, Egyptian State TV reported on its official website.
State-run MENA news agency also reported the attack, but provided a lower death toll, saying 3 policemen were killed. A spokesman for the United Nations Refugee Agency says some 589,000 Rohingya refugees have fled Myanmar for Bangladesh since August 25th. Just over half of them are staying at a large site known as the Kutupalong Expansion, where aid partners are working to improve basic services, infrastructure, and road access. A conference is set for Monday to discuss the relief plan for the Rohingya crisis. It calls for $434 million to help the refugees. This is VOA News. With only a few months before the start of the Winter Olympics, South Korea's foreign ministry stressed that the Pyeongchang Games will be safe from North Korean provocations. Philip Alexio has more.
Officials told Reuters that individuals from about 120 embassies and companies in South Korea were hosted by the ministry to explain the government's efforts for a safe Olympic Games scheduled for February 9th through the 25th of next year. The UN Olympic Truce Resolution, which has been adopted every 2 years since 1993 to cease all conflicts during the period of the truce, will be adopted at the UN General Assembly on November 13th for the Pyeongchang Games. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula have risen in recent months as North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump exchanged threats and insults over the North's nuclear and missile development program. Concerns over safety grew as the games will take place just 80 kilometers from the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea, the world's most heavily armed border. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
As the Cambodian government prepares to dissolve the opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party and reallocate its seats to minor parties, the Inter-Parliamentary Union has joined calls for the release of the leader of the opposition, who was jailed on treason charges last month. VOA Khmer Service reporter Kim Seng-men explains what the message that group has for Cambodia's leadership and Hun Sen.
Yes, the message is very clear that the IPU stand by democratic principle, democratic value, and also freedom for member of parliaments, and that any action taken by the government to violate all these rights, all these value and principle would not be supported by the IPU. That's why they call for the release of Kem Sokha and also the safe return for lawmakers, opposition lawmakers who have left the country to go back and prepare themselves for the upcoming election.
That was VOA Khmer Service reporter Kim Seng-men. Somalia's prime minister says the president will announce a state of war against the al-Shabaab extremist group blamed for the country's deadliest attack. Somalia's information minister says the death toll has now officially risen to 358 in the country's worst ever attack. Spain's King Felipe VI has spoken out forcefully at a public event against Catalonia's independence drive, saying all Spaniards must respect each other and the law. Felipe said that Catalonia is and will be an essential part of Spain. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.